The International Franchise Association and Social Geek Radio present MITPOD, the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host, social media consigliere, and master of ceremonies this week at the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, MITCON, in Austin, Texas. Today, Renee Israel will be joining us to talk about her upcoming panel and conversation at MITCON. But first, this episode is brought to you by Social Joey, the better software company, and Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Renee Israel co-founded the world's largest popcorn franchise, Doc Popcorn. And since then, she's had an interesting journey with Dippin' Dots and now is back in the franchise space with Modern Restaurant Concepts. And she joins us right now on the podcast. Hello, Renee.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so looking forward to our conversation today and also seeing you tomorrow at MITCON in Austin, Texas. Before we get into MITCON and all of the cool stuff you're doing there, give us an update on what you're doing these days.
Wow. It feels like such a whirlwind. As you know, my husband and I founded Doc Popcorn. And, when we did that, we actually moved from New York City to Boulder, which was, kind of and still is the kind of natural foodie capital of the world.
Yeah.
And we did that to kind of fully launch and build the company in a place that matched our healthy, active lifestyle, and we really wanted to be in a place where we could test market, where people would appreciate the natural fresh popped flavors that we were creating. And, that was back in the early 2000s, which I mm-hmm. can't even believe I'm saying early 2000s about anything.
Doesn't it feel like that was, what was that, about 5 years ago, right? No, that was almost 20 years ago. Yeah.
It sure feels like it, right? And, the idea for Better For You Anything in high traffic venues was really not front and center of the consumer agenda back then, at least not yet. Whole Foods was kind of in full swing, but, what it had become was not, fully realized either.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking back and, that start to change of, consumers looking for better for you foods, as we grew the business in Colorado, about a decade later, we knew that our best avenue for growth was really growing through franchising. We really love the idea of maintaining a fresh popped value proposition of the brand and creating smiles through franchising. And that was kind of our entry into franchising, or my entry into franchising. And, I can't believe that it's now been, 5 years after that, and 5 years ago, we sold the business. And, that also feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to see the leaders at Dippin' Dots, talking about the brand and speaking about the both brands and the growth that they're experiencing out in the world. So it's just exciting to see. But kind of fast forward now, after a year of doing some strategic advising in the space, I kind of learned about my recent opportunity on a mountain bike ride over the summer. I am so excited about the new concepts that I'm working for, because it enables me to continue my passion in bringing better for you food to those who make eating well a part of their lifestyle and, you know, feeling their best.
So tell us about the new concepts and tell us about that mountain bike ride.
The mountain bike ride was awesome. You know, we were in Winter Park, Colorado, and it was my husband and our friend who is the founder of Modern Restaurant Concepts. And you know, it is such a privilege to be able to be working with him. His name is Anthony Pigliancampo, and you know, we were on this bike ride, and he was just telling me about how they were going to grow their brands through franchising. And I said, oh, well, tell me about that. And I had been following the brand for quite some time. And, you know, certainly, you know, the brand at Modern Market Eatery was born and bred in Boulder, Colorado as well. And so I have been eating that amazing food for about a decade now since they started the business. And, you know, they're on a very exciting trajectory as they've created a multi-brand platform of better food and for you brands that includes now his original concept, Modern Market Eatery, which has about 30 corporate owned units right now, primarily in Colorado, but they have expanded into Texas, Arizona, and the DC area. And that's really exciting. But what's even more exciting is that they've merged with another concept out of LA called Lemonade, which is, do you know Lemonade, Jack?
No, tell me about Lemonade.
So it's kind of like this fresh and breezy California brand. Mm-hmm. And it also has about 30 corporate units, and they're all in California, all in Southern California. And, you know, my role now with these two brands under this multi-brand platform, Modern Restaurant Concepts, is to help each brand tell their story to potential franchise partners who are as passionate about bringing real good food to as many people as possible as we are.
I love the idea of these two new brands looking to expand across the country or across the globe through franchising. Sort of the same way that you guys were looking at franchising 15 years ago or whatever the date was for Doc Popcorn. And obviously you're all thinking the same way, that there's no way you could expand as fast as you want to expand by opening corporate store after corporate store. It's got to be through franchising. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's also great, you know, opportunities through licensing as well. You know, Modern Market already has they have their concept at Notre Dame, which is really fun. You know, being on a university campus where, you know, students are really also looking for, you know, healthier food options and doing really well there. And then, you know, also at DIA, of course, in our home state at Denver International Airport. There's a couple of locations there as well. So between franchising and licensing in those kind of non-traditional venues, there's a lot of opportunity, great opportunity for a brand like ours.
There's some real innovation happening there too. Just having a brand like that at Notre Dame or any other university, because let me tell you, when I was in college 25 years ago or so, there was no healthy options anywhere near a campus back then, right? It was which kind of pizza do you want?
Right. Oh my gosh. And those options were not good.
Yeah. It was not healthy and not tasty either. So I'm glad the next generation is going to have a little bit better selection when it comes to some of the franchise brands out there.
What's so cool is that Modern Market's offering actually includes an amazing wood-fired pizza.
There you go. Well, and that's the thing too. It's got to taste good, because, you know, we went through the phase of a lot of great healthy food out there, but it tasted horrible. And I think now we're finally in the phase of good tasting healthy food. So thanks for pushing that forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that is, you know, kind of this new generation of brands that we're creating is exactly that. It's, you know, healthy doesn't, you know, healthy can taste good and it can also feel good. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to taste like a bunch of rice cakes.
All right. Let's talk about MITCON. You are participating in the opening session, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, at MITCON. And the session's called Igniting Innovation, Take Your Brand to the Next Level with Marketing and Technology. And it's you and some experienced senior leaders talking about innovation in franchising.
Yeah, I'm so honored to join a panel with some, you know, my fran pal, you know, Shane Evans, you know, mm-hmm. the co-founder and president of Massage Heights. Is, you know, she continues to build and hone her family's growing platform of wellness brands. And then a true veteran in the space, you know, Edward Logan of Sports Clips, that I think they're celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Of providing men with that MVP experience, including my boys, my 13 and 11 year old. Yeah, it's going to be, and then of course, having Marina O'Rourke tie it all together and moderating the panel with her tech pedigree and being with Tropical Smoothie is going to be a dynamite panel. Really excited.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing what each of you have to say about innovation within your brands. Let me ask you a little bit about that. Whether you're talking about your current role or your previous roles, where do you decide to bring some new innovation into your business? I mean, I know some people focus on innovating how they're reaching customers or some technical innovation in how they produce the product or some distribution model. Where do you decide where to really focus your innovation for the coming years?
As you know, the list is always too long, right? We don't have infinite resources and in both people and dollars to do everything we'd like to do. And, you know, and that's, I think what's really important is that not all of our to-dos deserve the same priority. And so if you ask about the where to innovate, it really always starts for me, the lens of what impact would the innovation implementation have on unit economics for a franchisee. And, you know, it's really overlaid with the organization's, you know, culture and brand identity. You know, how much of a departure is that innovation, and is that departure necessary to evolve and thrive? I think that that's, you know, a balance that we always have to strike. And in franchising, if you're not looking at the innovation being directly correlated at some level with unit economics, which of course is serving the customer as best as you possibly can, then it's a miss.
Let's talk about innovation in a franchise system versus maybe other types of businesses out there. What are the challenges when you're trying to bring some new innovation into a franchise system versus just some other type of corporation?
That's such a great question. Since, you know, my career is actually, if you think about it, I've been about a dozen years in franchising. And before that, I worked for, you know, global 500 companies and other startup environments. And, you know, what I'll say is that it's just interesting because the change in franchising is the ultimate paradox, because franchisees become franchisees because a franchisor provides a proven system, right? That's seemingly less risky.
Yeah. And now we're going to change that system, right?
Right. It's like, you know, quote unquote stable, right? It's like a little more stable than an entrepreneurial startup, and which it is, of course. Yet to be successful and keep up with today's technological and competitive innovation, it's our job as franchisors to be nimble and willing to change. But to a franchisee, change means cost and concern that those changes won't yield a quick ROI. So, you know, it's like the franchisor is perceived as being on the change offense. And the franchisee experiences like a defensive mentality. And so it can be really much slower. And if we're doing it well as a franchisor, you know, we're really looking at innovation, not necessarily being a big audacious change overnight. We have to enroll everyone, all the stakeholders from our staff to our franchisees in order to innovate. And, you know, and I think that that's something that's hard when you want to run really fast and technology is really running really fast. But, you know, I think you need patience and perseverance to do innovation in a franchise system.
And thinking about innovation as a franchisor, something you said just really kind of struck me that I think you have to keep the franchisees sort of in your focus the entire time, because we could come up with some, you know, great new way to do customer service or to distribute our goods or something like that. But if we're not thinking about the franchisees in this innovation, it's all going to fail.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about, you know, how franchisors should think about innovation, you know, because the question isn't so much whether we should innovate, it's that how.
Yeah, how, yeah.
And getting stakeholders on board, because we don't really have a choice, right? It's like, right. You know, it's kind of cliche, right? But evolve or perish, you know, is a real mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And so if we want to keep up with rapid pace and change, and it doesn't matter if it's a product or a service or a technology, we have to anticipate and start planting the seeds so we can build and communicate the case for that evolution, and frankly, be good listeners too. I think that two-way communication process, you know, it's something I was not good at as like early stage, like franchisor, and being like, this is my mission. I'm going to get this done, you know, like yeah. out of my way, everybody. And, you know, and what I learned very humbly over the years of becoming a franchisor for the first time was, you know, wow, like I have to do a lot more listening and being open-minded about what are genuine concerns coming from the field. And you really need to, you know, pay attention to that.
It sounds like you may have stumbled or run into a couple of barriers where listening helped kind of get you through that.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, I think about, you know, and I think a lot of marketers from the food world will appreciate when the FDA was making a lot of changes to caloric values and allergens and what were we obligated to put on a menu board versus, you know, what we had to. Mm-hmm. And what I love about Doc Popcorn and also my, you know, Modern Market Eatery is that what we recognize is that it's not just because the FDA tells us to do something, it's because we know our consumers are demanding it as well. And we wanted to be on the forefront of making sure that people understood what they were eating. And so, but that change to do that enabled new technology, like new digital menu boards, because every time a new law came along or if the consumer was really wanting to see something, you had to be nimble and be able to make those changes quickly. And you can't do that with a bunch of, you know, poster boards yeah. in 100 locations.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's put the menu cemented in stone, because it's never going to change and the government's never going to change how we have to display anything, of course. So yeah, let's put it in stone. So I guess that's an area where a technology innovation, at some point someone may have seen that as like a huge challenge, but actually going digital with things like that really helped mm-hmm. and continue to help. And imagine if you hadn't gone digital with systems like that in the past.
Yeah. And I think that's that balance, right? Of how do we anticipate what we're going to need and start planting the seeds for what is coming down the pike, versus being completely on the defense and caught unawares about
yeah, always reacting
what the FDA yeah. was planning to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a several year long process of, you know, trying to understand what was required, and also even before what was required, what do our customers really need to make good choices about what they're eating?
Mm-hmm. You've got such a great background in marketing, and you obviously are up to speed on so many different technologies that franchisors use. And that's really who we're going to be meeting with all this week at MITCon in Austin, are marketing leaders and technology leaders in franchising. Is there anything that you wish that all of those folks were really thinking about right now that would really drive their brands forward?
I mean, I think that, you know, having worked for both, I've actually worked for both marketing companies, like, you know, traditional agencies and consulting firms, where technology is seen as a mere enabler to the marketing strategy. And I've also worked for technology companies where marketing is an enabler for actual technology to get in the hands, ironically, sometimes of other marketers.
Right.
And so the bottom line is the two disciplines need to work closely together. You know, every business, regardless of the industry, really needs to become, everyone needs to become a technology company today.
Yeah.
To even begin addressing consumer demands. And I think that, you know, the speed of technology continues to raise the expectations of consumers to the degree that it feels difficult sometimes for, like, you know, how are we ever going to keep up? So I guess I leave us to ponder this. You know, I think marketers are always looking for the emotional connection our brand provides to consumers. But, you know, more and more, and I'm a brand girl, so I'm all right about emotional connection.
Right, right.
But there's more and more of a rational connection also that consumers are demanding, because efficiency, speed, convenience, and customization, I think they all are enabled by technology. And so in the food world in particular, you know, delivery, you know, in the name of convenience has turned the restaurant world upside down. And, you know, this is an area where I know Modern Market is a solid example of marketing and technology working together to be more efficient for the off-premise diner. I think it's just another reason I'm excited about working with them, because the founders just really understand the connection, and the entire team, you know, understands that connection between brand and technology. And I think it's one of the reasons they're winning in the space and have such a great platform to jump off of. They really are always trying to be one step ahead in that. And I, you know, that's something that'll be really exciting to share more about with those at MITCon in Austin on Wednesday.
Awesome. And we look forward to that. And we'll be right back in just a moment with some wrap-up questions and contact information. But first, today's episode is brought to you by The Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Also, today's sponsors, The Better Software Company, Answer Connect, and Social Joey, are all proud supporters of MITCon. And we look forward to seeing all of those folks this week in Austin, as well as some other great sponsors of the event, like V Digital Services, PrintCom, and Paychecks. And most importantly, Renee, we will see you tomorrow, Wednesday, at MITCon. So until then, if anybody wants to learn a little bit more about your new brands, or maybe reach out and connect with you and maybe ask you some more questions, where can our listeners find you?
ModernMarket.com is where you can find Modern Market Eatery. And LemonadeLA.com is where you can learn a little bit more about lemonade, which is more than just lemonade. So
more than just
go check
lemonade.
It out.
Love that.
It's okay. More than just lemonade and making lemonade out of lemons.
There you go. Love that. We will have links to both of those places on the Social Geek Radio website as well. Renee, I will see you tomorrow in Austin, Texas.
Thanks. I'm really excited. I'll see you there.
See you there. Thanks for joining us today. And thanks to everyone for listening to MITPOD, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.